The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" He answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." He asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All of these I have observed. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. The Gospel of the Lord. Meditating upon this gospel last night, the first question that was posed in my mind is, how did this rich young man ask our Lord, "What must I do to gain eternal life?" What was he really sincere and what was he seeking? And the reason why is because so oftentimes, many of us, many modern-day Christians, the question we're really asking is, what must I do to avoid going to hell? Right, what's the absolute minimum I can do and still slip into heaven? You know, and if we're honest with ourselves, it's like, okay, how much can I get away with and still share heaven with God forever? And yet we discover that's not what the young man is doing. Right? He realized, because our Lord says, keep the commandments. And he understands because he's keeping them, gosh, that's really not that difficult. If that's all that's necessary to get into heaven, there must be something more. And our Lord sees in him a generous soul. And so seeing his generosity, he says, okay, then I'm going to call you higher. Do you really want to be perfect? Now, when you hear perfect, you can't think of it as a perfectionist, as I did most of my life, maybe still do in ways. Because when we hear, when a perfectionist hears, you go, oh, perfect, right? Okay, do that, and I got it. Okay, yeah, I can do that, no problem. And then you do it, and you're not perfect. Our Lord isn't saying that to be perfect as a perfectionist. He's saying, do you want to be perfected in love? Because if so, this is what you need to do. And my brothers and sisters, for every single one of us, that will appear differently. Because the perfection of love will take place in a different manner than it will for our friends or our neighbors or our family members. Because every single one of us is unique. And there are different obstacles in our lives that need to be removed so that we can be transformed in love. And sometimes we look at our friends, we go, man, I want to be perfect like that. I want to be that kind of saint. I don't want to be the saint that our Lord's calling me to be. Do you want to be perfected in love? This is what you need to do. And he goes away sad. My brothers and sisters, if we really are going to become saints, we're going to be that rich young man over and over and over in our spiritual lives. Because we get through one obstacle and then we discover, oh my gosh, right, I'm not yet perfected in love. There's a little bit more that needs to be removed. Am I willing to surrender totally that whatever he reveals to me, and if we're honest with ourselves, normally we know before he even says it. Because every single one of us, you wouldn't be at daily Mass unless you were generous souls. And so deep down, we really normally know what needs to be done. Gosh, I know that next step I need to take. It's, do I want to die to myself? I close with this. After about 4 years in the seminary, I came home and I ran into one of my former professors at Jesuit High School. And he said to me a question I didn't expect. He said, "What is the hardest part of seminary life?" And immediately, I knew the answer. It arose in my heart, and I didn't say it, probably because of pride, but it was, dying to myself will. It's always the most difficult part. That's why we're sad. His will is truly for our happiness, and it's what's necessary that we might really learn to love. We ask Him for the grace to be open and to continue to ask, what do I still lack?